This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Maude Davies, an actor, performer. I'm going to go ahead and say musician as well. I don't really know.
Triple threat.
She's producing a show and performing in it. It's called Brave World and it's in that lovely venue 45 downstairs, right in the middle of Melbourne. Maude Davies, welcome to Joy.
Thank you so much. It is right in the middle of Melbourne.
You're out and about. You're topical at the moment. We had the lovely Angie Black on the show the other week.
Did you?
Yes, and we've seen you in the Five Provocations as well.
Yes, that was a great thing. We were talking about nudity before and there was a moment where I got nude, where I could have been fined $4,500.
Particularly if you're at a venue, a large sports stadium.
I was actually thinking, I can't think of a time I haven't seen you nude.
Well, come to Brave World, because I am not nude in Brave World.
Oh,
is that
I think so, actually.
I was asking facetiously, but I love that.
I think it's probably a first.
If you're in your car or at home listening, or you're on your way to the venue at the Emerson, and you're thinking, where do I know that voice, that Maude Davies voice, cast your mind back to the mid-90s, you would have seen her naked on stage pulling one item of food out of herself.
Indeed.
Strawberries.
Yes.
More often than not. Is that something that haunts you, or is it just something that is part of your...
It's just part of
what you've been doing.
Just part of what I've been doing. So that was 1991.
Wow.
The infamous Ms. Wicked thing.
I do remember it.
Yeah. And then I revisited the act in 2004 when Moira Finucane started the Burlesque Hour. And I have to say, now, on my 40th birthday, I did a show in which I was nude and I thought, oh, well, this is the last time I'm ever going to get my kid off. And 10 years
later,
I was...
We've all said that, Maude. Don't you think?
Were you
milk titties as well?
Yeah.
Was that you?
What do you mean? What does that mean? Oh, no, that's Moira.
Oh, Moira does milk titties.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was shocking.
Well,
if you don't know, it's coming.
Yeah.
And I'll just explain to the listeners, she has some sort of prosthetic... I'm imagining.
Tubey things.
Yep. And at some juncture in the show, she does squirt the audience with actual milk.
Real milk. Real,
which, not human milk.
It is actually the lowest fat you can get, because otherwise it stinks.
Okay.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
And it's probably a bit thicker if it's full fat.
Yeah, I think so.
Easy.
Yeah.
Now, your friend Moira Finucane has spilt a number of things on me at various performances. I seem to always be in the wrong spot. There was a coffee incident.
A coffee?
Back in the 90s too.
Yeah, waitress.
Yeah, we still haven't. Yes, remember when she did that and she used to spill the coffee all over the crowd.
That's a great act.
Fun times.
Yeah.
But it's not about her, is it? It's about you.
No, that's
you
right.
You and Annie, your lovely sister Annie, is a co-producer of this. So you've written... Tell us about Retro Futurismus.
Retrofuturismus is our kind of variety platform. So Annie and I got together with three other performers, Teresa Blake, Anna Lum and Gabby Barton. Gabby Barton from the Town Bikes, demented dance diva. And we made a show in 2015 called Retrofuturismus, which was a nostalgic look at the future, the way we used to see it in the past. And then we did a new show called Retrofuturismus in 2016, which, you know, went to the Sydney Festival and the Darwin Festival and things like this. You know, we got some good stuff out of it. And then we took a little break in 2017 and we're back... with Brave World.
Yeah.
All new work, but kind of we feel like we've really cracked the formula now. You know, just
going with that same idea of a nostalgic look at the future.
Although this is much more, so the first half is sort of a meditation on the world. And then the second half is a sort of meditation on the body. So it's weird performance art, circus, cabaret, hybrid-y thing.
Postmodern, I'm thinking.
You could put three or four posts in there, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how much postmodern can you get? It's the brick bikini does resurface.
Excellent.
Yes. And so Anna Lum's a circus performer. She does trapeze, hula hoops, high energy, really fantastic fluoro kind of stuff. Teresa Blake has, I don't know what goes on in her brain, but she pulls out the most amazing and weird stuff. She does
like
this,
you do, or pulls out in a
No,
way?
Pulls out of
okay.
her brain
oh, okay,
and,
right.
and manifests physically.
Best to clear it up.
Yes, indeed, in this
Is
company.
That Teresa from Darwin?
No. Teresa Blake used to be in Circus Oz, in a thing called Desoxy, physical performer. She was an acrobat, she's a cellist, she's a musician and composer, she's pretty extraordinary. And she's working more and more in visual art. And so her work tends to be kind of visual art based, interactive visual art, I think you would call it.
So how set in stone is the show each night? Is there much room for messing around, or do you respond to the audience at all?
Yeah.
So it's quite forward.
It's quite yep. forward. It's cabaret seating. Yep. We've got three stages. We're in amongst it. There is a audience participation, but it's very gentle.
So not wet weather gear required?
No wet okay. weather gear yep. required.
Just checking.
No.
It's not milk titties, mate.
No. No, but it's a really good fun show. We have a great time doing it. And the other thing is we have special guests who come in and do two numbers for us. This week our special guest is Natalie Gamsu, who is a sensational music theatre performer. She's amazing. She's performing excerpts from her show called Carmen Live or Dead, which is about the fictitious love child of Frida Kahlo and Leon Trotsky.
Oh, wow.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fantastic. Oh, my God, she brings it. She can stand on stage and do nothing and you're just riveted. Right. She's really amazing. She's got an incredible voice. So that's fantastic. And then next week we've got The Tramps, which is Sarah Ward, aka Yana Alana,
right.
Nikki
oh,
Wilkes and Gabby Barton.
Oh, we love them all.
Oh, we do love them all. And they're performing together in this act called The Tramps, which involves many
well,
tramps.
We love Yana Alana, and Nikki Wilkes is one of my favourite humans. So,
she's amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
She's great.
You would have seen her in Patricia Cornelius's Shit.
Yes.
I saw her in Caravan.
I know, that's
Caravan.
Yeah.
That was great as well.
Yeah.
We had them in here. Her and Susie D came in about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
that fabulous.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking to Maude Davey, let's just say the star.
Oh, yeah, why not? Why not?
And he's not here. Let's just say the main star of Brave World, which is on at 45 Downstairs. The season has been running a week, but it goes until the 8th of July. That's this weekend. And then also next weekend, it's Wednesday through Sunday. Nightly shows at 7:30 p.m. but Sunday's a 5 o'clock show. Really good time if you want to go and get a little something, little coddled egg, and then come to the show afterwards.
Absolutely.
The thing about 45 Downstairs is you can grab a beer and go and have a seat.
Exactly. Yes, the bar is open.
The bar is open. It's great. Tickets at 45downstairs.com, or you can telephone the old-fashioned way, 9662 9966.
Indeed.
Why would you do that? Would you call up and say, hi, may I have tickets?
Well,
you might.
One of the reasons you might call is because this weekend we have 2-for-1 tickets if you ring.
What?
I know.
Wow. How are we to know this? I'm glad you're here.
There you go. So if you ring 9662 6699.
No, 9966. Oh, let's start again.
Let's even go with that.
9662 9966.
Wow. That's it. That's easy to remember.
Yeah. That's the 45. If you ring them and give the code word twins.
Twins.
Because Annie and I are twins.
You are in fact twins.
And we do play on that. We're actually psychopathic. Psychic. Twins.
Yeah.
Or both.
Yeah. Well, you guys have been in and out of each other's performing lives forever.
We have.
Because I reckon I probably know you from 1989, 1990.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Yep.
And Annie was with Circus Oz, of course, when she was.
But we were doing Crying in Public Places.
That's right.
Our quartet, our a cappella quartet.
Now, that needs to come back. I noticed the Shantuzis are hitting the road again. Why not?
Well, because Karen lives in Morocco.
That's right. Yeah, she's doing tours. But she's back every now and then.
She is back every now and then. And Annie's moving to Albury Wodonga.
Yeah, but that's just 3 hours up the road.
Yeah,
come on, sort it out.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'd like to see Crying in Public Places. I've still got your album.
Have you, my
God? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of them too.
Yeah. Well, let's just sell them.
Yeah. They're CDs. You can't sell
compact
CDs.
Compact discs available at the next performance of Brave World.
Well, cassettes have come back, so you might have to remaster onto a cassette.
Yeah,
so
good
lower
idea.
The standard.
Yeah, we never did cassettes. Yeah. Yeah,
can I ask, because I always love to know, who designed your beautiful costumery for...
Our silver Leos.
Yeah.
Bryn Meredith made them.
Yeah.
He and I, you know, pored over Pinterest and went, we want a bit like that,
So it's like making a wedding dress.
Yeah. Except more, less expensive.
Well, they're beautiful. I am excited for you.
Thank you.
Oh, can I just say that I also saw your name pop up because you must be going into rehearsal now. You might be in rehearsal.
For Melancholia?
Yes.
Yeah, at the Malthouse.
So that goes up
we start performing on July the 13th. It's an adaptation of the Lars von Trier film. And I have to say, I think it's better. Myself.
Than the film.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Note to Lars. Yes.
You're clearly one of the lazier of the twins.
Yes, clearly. Right. Yeah.
Very busy.
Yeah. And he's just retiring to the country to look after some kids doing circus.
Doing a lot of work.
But you've also recently went back and studied writing.
I did a master's of writing for performance. Oh, it was great. I loved it.
Overachieving well into your old age.
at some point a lady's got to go, I've got to stop getting my kid off and write some stuff.
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, that's what I was doing. I was going for, we cannot do this anymore. I've retired from getting my kid off.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that.
Come on. I've seen the photo. You've still got it going on.
Yeah, sure.
Who has the exact same thigh gap as their sister? That's what I want to know.
I reckon that's been done in Photoshop.
I was looking at it today, perhaps for too long, and I went, no, that's Photoshopped. So I'm glad you've admitted it.
Yeah.
The show is called Brave World. It's written and produced and performed by Annie and Maud Davey. It's on at 45 Downstairs, right up until next Sunday, the 8th of July. Phone for 2 for the price of 1 tickets, 9662 9966, or go to 45downstairs.com for tickets online.
That's right. But when you phone for the 2 for 1 tickets, you've got to say the code word
twins. Just ring up and just creepily go,
twins.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.